Simin Reish Dalid. Sif Ches till the end, and Sif Simin Reish. David Bertram. 10-year-old David Bertram had the flu, unfortunately. And Bobby was there. And we know what Bobby says. What's the best medicine for the flu?
Chicken
soup. Hot chicken soup. So they tell Mommy makes hot chicken soup. Actually, Bobby made the hot chicken soup. She dices up vegetables into tiny little pieces and adds a little bit of onions and other things. Vegetables, onions, chicken, cooks it all up together, and you have Bobby's famous chicken soup. Now, David Bertram, the 10-year-old, is not in the mood of eating anything. Anything. So what do you do in such a case? Older brother gets on the case. He does this all the time when he's fighting with him. Puts him down on the floor, pins him down by his two legs, on his two knees, on his two hands, yanks open his mouth, and we put the chicken soup down the mouth. So sure enough, he says, open up wide and make a bracha, shakul niyam bitvare. And he doesn't make a bracha. Kitzur, he gets some down his throat, and he says, is this really good? I will have some. The shayla is, what bracha does he make on this soup? And the shayla is, did he have to make a bracha beforehand when he was being forced down? And if he drank enough of it while he's forced down, does he make a bracha acharof? What's the halacha with all these things? So the halacha is as follows. Reish Dalid, then Reish Dalid actually talks about Iker and Tafel, that we will meet Hashem see in Reish Beis. Beis Hashem, why everybody is being staying until the end of his man. Beis Hashem, we'll see the next week in Reish Hashem. For those that are not, they have to see now. That's also on today's test break is Reish Beis. Either way, halacha l'mayis like this. Somebody that's being forced to eat food. There's two different types of being forced to eat food. Sif Ches and Sif Tes. Somebody that's forced to being food by he's yanked open his mouth and the food is being forced down. There the halacha is, it's a machlokes whether or not you have to have another. A must says you do not make a bracha on it because the mice are being forced. And it's not like a case of Sif Tes where a guy has to eat a Dvar Ister on something on a time which is Heter or Dvar Heter on a time which is Ister like Yom Kippur. Because there the person is willingly putting the food in his mouth, even though we'd rather not have to eat treif, but he's willingly eating as opposed to the food being forced down. If he's willingly eating, even if it's Isser, if he has a heter to eat it, he makes a bracha tchila v'sayif. If he's being forced as a ramah, he does not make a bracha. Lamaisa Mishabura brings down that Asama Achrenim say, if you're being a nana, you're being a nana. Asana Sanan Zablai bracha. You don't have to make a bracha even if you're being forced. Therefore the Mishabura says, Safik Darabana Lakula, Safik Darais Lachumra, if you had a paske de swil, you have to make a bracha achrena. Anything else, you don't have to make a bracha on it. You're being forced, you don't have to make a bracha on it. Male in this case, Lachari, doesn't have to make a bracha on it if he's not interested in eating it. Now that he decides afterwards that he does want to eat it, so the lacha is, if a person's eating a food just for the sake of refuah, nevertheless, he still has to make a bracha on it if he's being nana. Unless it doesn't taste good, unless it has a hard taste. But even if a person's eating it refuah, he still has to make a bracha on it. But that's only a type of food that a normal person eats, like chicken soup. Even though you wouldn't eat it, and you have no teyavan to eat it, nevertheless, if you're eating it for a refuah, since a normal person would eat such a food, you make the regular bracha. If it's not a food that a person will eat, but it's a food item, then the Rama says later on, at the end of the Sif, in Yud Aleph, he says that you would not make such a bracha. You would not make a bracha. However, I'm sorry, you make a shakal. You don't make the regular bracha that it deserves, you make a shakal. Like shtisa is what it's talking about, even though it maybe should be a mezainis. The Maaser Mishabur brings down that the Haskamas Achrayim is not that way. If it's a food item, then even if the general people don't eat it, nevertheless, you'd make the bracha that it deserves. This would not mean that a non-food item, for example, Listerine strips, deserve a bracha. A non-food item, it's not a food item b'chlal, it's not, it's chemicals, it's not meant to be eaten, it's meant to be ingested maybe, but not meant to be eaten, that would Listerine strips would not need a bracha. But anything... What? That's also not meant to be eaten, correct. And Mentos or anything else like that is also not meant to be eaten. I agree. What? One is a food item, one is not a food item. Sugar is considered a food item as opposed to Listerine, which is chemicals, is not a food item. And it's not meant to be eaten. Tums you could get into, I would think tums you don't make a bracha on, though there are those that many different greed, even the flavored ones, and even the guys that every time they pass Neir Gavriel pop inside to get a few tums and pop back out. That's one of the reasons we moved from Neir Gavriel, because of this question. No. That's not one of the reasons. There's plenty of other reasons, don't worry about it. That is what the Ramah Maisa, that you would only make a shahakal if it's not a normal eaten food, except for refuah. The Mishabur Lamaisa is machriya that you do make the regular bracha. Anything which you don't know what bracha to make on it, you make a shahakal. And the question is, this chicken soup, what bracha do you make in it? Do we know what bracha to make in it or not? So the halacha is, if you have vegetables and you're cooking vegetables in a soup, then we have machlekes between the Rashba and the Rush. We do have machlekes, but here everybody agrees this is Meish Lakait, that the halacha is, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, if your intention is also for the vegetables and also for the water, in other words, you're having a soup and you want also the vegetables, like a standard onion soup. Vets, you want the onions, you want the soup. Now, there are people that afterwards will take just the soup, and they don't want any of the onions. But the person that's cooking it is cooking it for both of them. Then even when you take just the liquid, you still make hadama. That's meish lakris, that the water is nigra or basar, the vegetables. And if you have just the soup, you make a shakal. Memela. And that you make hadama, I'm sorry. Even if you have just the soup, and it's a liquid, you would make hadama on it like you make the vegetables. This is even if the vegetables are diced up very small. That's the end of the simen. Sifdal and sifay, even though you dice the vegetables very small, they do not lose their bracha. Until they're pulverized that you can't see them anymore what they are, but everything retains its bracha, even if it's diced up very small, and the meal of the water is also going to be that way. Therefore, if you have vegetable soup, even if you're just drinking the soup, you would make hadama on the liquid. However, if you have also chicken inside of the soup, which is the standard chicken soup, so you put the chicken together with the vegetables inside of the soup, the chicken has more chashivas than the vegetables. Therefore, the soup gets a shahakol, and it does not get a hadama. If you're making a hadama on vegetables, because there's big vegetables there, the Mishnah Berurah says the vegetables are not tuffel to the meat. So if you have a standard chicken soup that has big pieces of vegetables and chicken, you would have to make a bracha on the vegetables. Once you make a bracha on the vegetables, then if there's no chicken there, you wouldn't have to make on the soup also a shahakol. You wouldn't have to. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Everything is tuffel to the vegetables. However, in a case where you don't have the vegetables there, then you would make a shahakol, you would not make a hadama. One last halacha is, what's with the onions that are in the soup? Let's say you want to eat the onions, just by themselves. What bracha do you make on that? The halacha is that a vegetable which tastes better after it's cooked, only gets a bracha of hadama after it's cooked. A bracha, a vegetable which it tastes better before it's cooked, it only gets a bracha hadama before it's cooked. After it's cooked, it's a shahakol. If it's a derech to eat both of them, which the Mishnah Berurah says is rive b'nei adam will do that, both raw and cooked, then it gets hadama when it's raw and it's cooked. What's with onions? Onions, what's the derech? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the derech is, l'maisa chayadam says, is manenu, we don't eat onions raw by themselves, and therefore they're going to be shakal, straight across the board. Even if you put it into a salad, a person, whatever, nobody takes an onion, unless you go to Miro's and they give you a quarter of a slice of onion together with your, maybe. But we don't know what to do, I think it's just for look. I don't know if you're really supposed to eat it. Standard people are not eating onions. I'm getting looks. In a salad, it's not meant to be eaten by itself. Therefore, l'chara, you make a shahakol. If you pull out an onion out of a salad, you make a shahakol on the onion. Now, if you cook it together with meat, the halacha is, even though it gets better, if the whole intention is just to eat it, to give taste to the meat, then it does not get a change its bracha, even though it's cooked and it tastes better, it still gets a shahakol. But if your intention when you're cooking it is also for the sake of the meat, and also for the sake of the onion, you're putting the chicken soup because people like the onions the way that they taste in the chicken soup, and it also gives a good flavor to the chicken soup. So it's a two-way street. It's also enhancing the meat, and the meat is also enhancing the onion. Then you would make a hadama on the onion, and so too with the onions that you're sticking with your pepper steak, and the onions that you're sticking with your other meat. If it's also meant that you want people enjoy the onions, you would make a hadama on the onions in such a case.